A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
The night before Life Day Eve, Kale's workshop was bustling, operations running smooth, even Barry was hustling. The Ugnaughts were working, but they needed a break. New union rules said they got one, because their lives were at stake. The Ugnaughts approached Seismic, their towering boss, and they shook in their overalls, afraid he'd tell them to get lost.
Oh my god, you guys, if you need to talk to me, just say something. You don't have to come say rhymes behind my back before you approach me. Just tell me what you want.
We were wondering if we could take our, daily break now for the next hour or so.
Holy shit, an hour, you guys. That's like a whole week's worth of breaks in one night. Are you sure?
Well, it is almost Life Day.
I mean, I guess it's like Life Day's Eve, you know what I mean? It's not really Life Day. You guys don't want to use it for actual Life Day, like a whole hour off on Life Day instead? I mean, what's so important about tonight?
Tonight is the Living with the Crufts Life Day special. We really wanted to watch it. We love that show.
Really? Living with the Crufts, you guys get like 15 minutes a day and you guys decide to waste your time watching Living with the Crufts. You know what? Never mind. It's fine. We'll take an hour break,
oh,
I guess,
really?
To watch this thing.
All right.
Just consider it your end of the year bonus from me to you. And then right after that, back to work.
Because
Kale finds out that we didn't work all day. Oh, there's going to be fucking shit today. You guys know this. We're going to fucking die. So. Someone just go put it on.
Yeah, right. Someone go hit the whistle. Let's get this show going. Oh my god, I can't believe it's how we get to spend our day. This is so awesome. I just love this.
Interior Kruft family home, living room. Jimbo sits in his recliner, a drink in hand, watching the HoloNet. On a couch near him sits his wife Lara, reading her data pad.
You see this? Another ad for Life Day trees. I tell you. These corporations start hopping these holidays earlier and earlier every year. And for what? Greed, I tell you. Corporate greed.
Lara doesn't look up from her data pad.
Honey, Life Day is in 2 days. I told you yesterday.
Well, you did not.
You're right, I didn't.
Thank you.
I told you it was 3 days away.
Redo bursts into the living room from the kitchen, carrying and pointing to his holopad.
Mom! Dad! Look! The new Nerf herder rifle's out. Can I get one for Life Day? Can I?
Of course not. You'll shoot your eye out.
Mom, it doesn't actually shoot lasers. It shoots little metal slugs. I'll be fine, I promise.
I don't know. That still sounds dangerous.
Aw, sweet cheeks, lighten up. When I was his age, we had toy weapons just like that.
When you were his age, you used spears and lived in caves.
Technically, we still live in caves.
Savina enters through the front door in her work uniform.
Mother, father, I have returned from the mines.
You work at an insurance agency.
That insures the mines here on Utapau. And I swear, Torshall vapes in the break room, so I probably have the black lung. It's the same thing.
Oh, honey, you walked in at the right moment. Redo was telling us what he wanted for Life Day.
A red Nerf herder rifle with extended stock.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, punch your fart box.
But what about you, dear? Anything caught your eye for Life Day?
How about a husband?
Or a boyfriend, at very least.
I don't think I'm ready for that kind of commitment yet. I'm taking care of myself right now. Learning to love me.
Oh boy, she's gonna be alone forever.
That's not true. She'll find someone eventually. You will.
Oh, you better. We can barely afford the utilities with all of us living here since you moved back.
We're fine, Jim. Your pension is more than enough for us to get by. And Sav has been helping with her job, and I don't know. I'm thinking of returning to work now that Redo is older and in school.
Puh! You getting a job? Now that would be a life-day miracle.
Aha, it's me, Relax Kuno. I'm doing TV show theme songs now. That's fucking crazy. Alright, here we go. I'm a lady, live with my family. Just a sad girl, I've got no space to breathe. Living with my brother, and my mom and dad. Gotta say though, I guess it's not that bad. We can do it all, we can make it through. As long as you've got me and baby, I've got you. Figuring it out, doing family stuff. This is our own show, dealing with them, living with the roughs. Aha, relax, Kuno, baby.
Bah humbug. My cell phone coverage is ghosting me.
Shut up, Paul Giamatti. Switch to AT and AT&T and say goodbye to frustrating connectivity issues. With our reliable network and affordable plans, you'll have everything you need to stay connected with friends and family. Plus, with our unlimited data options, you can stream, surf, and download to your heart's content without having to worry about coverage fees. Don't miss out on this opportunity to upgrade your connectivity. Switch to AT and AT&T today.
You mean at and at and T?
Seriously, Paul, shut the fuck up!
Are you tired of spending hours wandering the streets of Mos Eisley, trying to find the perfect gift for that special someone? Look no further, because Spamazon has everything you need and more. As the largest shopping destination on your datapad, Spamazon offers a vast selection of items at low prices and fast shipping. From speeder bikes to blasters, we have it all. And with our user-friendly interface and secure payment options, shopping with Spamazon is a breeze. So why waste time and energy at crowded markets and outdated shops? Shop with Spamazon and get the best deals on your all-around favorite products. Happy shopping, and may the force be with you.
Make sure to stick around after tonight's episode of Living with the Crufts. We've got hupball scores from across the galaxy, and sportsman Ding Dengelson brings us the story pod racing fans have been dying for. What happened to legendary pod racer Kale D-Bag? That's right, Pizzer. No one knows what happened to Kale D-Bag. After winning a race on Ando Prime last year, he seems to have just vanished. Tune in as I dive deep into the racer's disturbing disappearance. Interior Cruft family kitchen / dining room. The family is sitting around a table eating dinner together.
So, Mom, if you go get a job, does that mean we're not rich anymore?
We were never rich, Redo. Mom just doesn't have to stay home and wipe your butts anymore.
She hadn't had to wipe my butt for years, and you know it. I just thought we were rich because Dad doesn't work anymore and Mom stays at home all day.
I'm retired, boy. I worked for nearly 50 years before you were born. You were...
an accident.
A surprise.
A happy surprise.
That's a polite way of saying an accident.
I just think it's time I returned to the workforce. I've been home taking care of you kids for 30 years.
And Dad for 5.
I was counting him.
Well, I for one think it's a great idea. You do nothing but nag me while Redo's at school. It'd be nice to get you out of the house for a while.
Oh, I nag? Lara, give me a beer. Lara, give me another beer. Lara, I think I peed myself because I drank too many beers.
Speaking of, can you grab me another beer? This one's empty.
Lara sighs and stands up to get him another. There's a knock on the back door, and Mr. Haytoast, their neighbor, walks in.
Hey there, neighboritos!
What do you want, Haytoast?
Saw you guys sitting at the table enjoying a delicious smelling dinner. Hats off to the chef, Mrs. Cruft. And thought I'd pop by and wish y'all a happy life day.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Mr. Haytoast. Can I make you a plate?
Oh, no, thank you. I wanted to drop off my family's famous fruitcake.
It heavily thumps on the table.
We use 3,682 different kinds of fruit in it. It's very dense and honestly not very good, but a tradition is a tradition.
Oh, and I think I'll keep my tradition by throwing it through your front window in the middle of the night.
No worries. I already scheduled a guy to come out and replace the busted window. I'll make sure to drop off the receipt after.
I'm sure you will.
Savina, my job is having an office life day party tomorrow night. Would you like to join me as, my date?
God, no.
What if I pay you 50 credits? Show up, pretend to be my girlfriend for a few hours, then you can leave.
I'm not the worker of the night. I will not pretend to be your lover. No, thank you.
100 credits in an hour.
1,000 credits an hour, no touching.
Dad!
200 credits, half an hour, and a small kiss just to sell that she's my girlfriend.
Absolutely not.
800 credits, half an hour, and no touching.
Unbelievable.
300 credits, 15 minutes, and a small hug.
700 credits, 15 minutes, no touching.
500 credits, 10 minutes, no touching, and I don't bring the receipt over after you throw the fruitcake through my window.
Mister, you got yourself a deal.
The two men shake on it.
I hate it here.
Interior, Savina's job the following morning. Sav sits at a holo terminal within her cubicle. Her co-worker, Izzy, sits behind her.
And they actually shook on it?
Yes, I was humiliated, but he did pay up front, so I should be able to get my life day shopping done on my lunch break.
Speaking of which, I got you something.
Oh, Izzy, you didn't have to do that.
Just then, their boss, Mr. Torchel, enters their cubicle.
Do what?
You eavesdropping again?
Always. Wanted to make sure my hardest workers were actually working and not, you know, stealing money by sitting here not working.
It's Life Day Eve. No one is answering our calls. No one wants to buy life insurance the day before a holiday. And if you think you can just come in here and accuse us of stealing money because we're sitting here talking about how Sav's dad whored her out for 500...
Mr. Torchel, is Eva's just giving me a Life Day present?
Mr. Torchel stands there shocked, looking between the two of them.
Well, don't let me stop you.
Izzy hands the gift over, and Sav opens it.
Oh, wow, Izzy.
An at-home spa droid. That little bugger will do it all from the comfort of your own home. I felt like you needed something to bring a smile to your face. In fact, I think I see a smile now.
Savina begins to smile.
You know what? Never mind. Don't smile. You just need to relax some. Take some time for yourself.
Just not here at work. Your time is my time.
You're still here?
Yes, I just... Can we go back to your father, whoring you out, as Mrs. Alia put it?
My neighbor, Mr. Hightoast, invited me to his work's life day party tonight. He offered me money and my father accepted on my behalf.
Mr. Dinklebuff Tatoast.
You know him?
Yes. He's one of our finest customers. Huge life insurance policy. Couple of vehicle and star yacht policies as well. Pays us a lot of money every month. Great man.
There's no way. He's just the weird single man that lives next door.
A very rich weird single man by the sounds of it. Is he good looking?
Are any of us Powans good looking?
Fair point. You all look like dried dog poop with sharp teeth.
I mean, he's not terrible to look at. He is a bit older than me, though.
How much older?
I don't actually know.
2 years, 3 months, 18 days.
Oddly specific. How do you know that?
I know every one of my employees' birthdays.
What's mine?
I don't know. I assume you hatched from an egg.
That feels racist.
Am I wrong?
No.
Anyway, Mr. Torchel, may I leave early for lunch? I'd like to get my life day shopping done as soon as I can.
Well, I suppose so.
I'm going with her. We need to find you something to wear tonight.
What's wrong with this?
The two co-workers pause and look her over.
Everything.
Come on, let's go. We'll be back after.
Oh, just take the rest of the day. You two aren't going to get anything done around here anyway.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Torschel.
The two gather their things and head out the door.
Happy life day, you two.
Happy life day.
Get bent.
Interior cafeteria. Redo school. Redo is sitting at a table with three friends over lunch.
500 credits? That's it?
That's it. And my dad gets to smash in his window for free!
Dang. To date your sister, I'd gladly pay your dad 500 credits to smash in my kitchen window.
Ugh, gross.
So, you guys see the new red Nerf herder rifle? I want one for Life Day so bad. I'm thinking of going to the mall tonight and asking Santa for one.
Oh my God, are you telling me you still believe in Santa?
Yeah. Rito's sister met him last year on a dating show. Didn't you watch that?
I'd watch anything with Savina in it.
Keep it in your pants. And of course I didn't. Everyone knows those dating shows are highly scripted. They just hired some old fat slob to play Santa.
Sav says it's lightly scripted, but mostly improv. Not like those hollow sitcoms we watch.
That doesn't prove it wasn't some smelly homeless man they hired off the streets to play Santa.
Have you never watched casinos, cantinas, and cafes? Santa is fried Gary. It was all in the movie Jingle All the Way to Mandalore.
Still proving my point that they hired an egotistical, trash compactor smelling, bantha loving creep to play Santa.
You okay? This is starting to sound personal.
He raided my uncle's diner a few years ago. Said his food tasted like a hut slime trail. Very disrespectful. Either way, Fragieri is not Santa. Santa doesn't exist, and you're all dumb for believing that.
Whatever. I'm going to the mall after school to ask him for a red Nerf herder rifle.
It's not even going to be Fragieri. It'll be some rando in a costume.
Whatever. Maybe. It'll at least be one of his helpers. Redo, you want to come with me?
Sure. I have nothing better to do. Sav's going to that Life Day party, and my parents are doing their Life Day tradition of getting hammered before tomorrow morning, so why not?
Hey, Redo, what was the address for that Life Day party again?
Why?
Sounds like a fun place to go tonight. So what was that address again?
I didn't tell you.
Will you?
No, leave my sister alone, you weirdo.
Interior Cruft home. Jim and Lara are sitting in the living room with wrapping paper and gifts all around them.
Well, that ought to do it. Think we got them everything they could have wanted.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, we weren't able to get the Nerf herder gun for Redo, and what we got for Savina was mostly guesswork. She's been awfully closed off this year.
What she needs is a husband.
Oh, please, Jim, give it a rest. Women don't need to have a man in their life to be happy.
So you don't need me to be happy. Is that what you're saying?
I'd be happier if you moved out of that recliner every once in a while. You know, I love you dearly. I'm saying since being on that dating show, Savina has struggled to find a new partner. She really thought she was going to win.
I don't know why. All she talked about was all her sexcapades and her weird kink fetishes.
Oh, don't act like you're the moral police around here, or I won't let you do what you did last night ever again.
Listen, what you and I do in the bedroom is one thing. When she went on Galactic Television and told the entire galaxy what weird stuff she's into.
I know, and I don't think she was aware of all that would be left in the show. She was just trying to appear more adventurous than other contestants. But don't worry about it, hon. She'll find someone someday who's into all that stuff and will love her for the way she is. For now, we need to love her the best we can, and I think that maybe running to the mall to get her a few more gifts.
What? Today? It's Life Day Eve! The place will be packed!
Come on, Grumpy Pants. If we leave now, we can be back before Redo gets home.
But... my recliner.
We'll be there when we get home. Let's go.
Fine. If it means you'll be happier. And if I can do that thing we did last night again.
We'll see. Maybe that will be my last day present for you.
Whoa. All right.
Lara pulls Jim to his feet and they leave the house.
Hey, how's it going, okay? This is Ma Kenobi. Are you in the mood for like a delicious, mouth-watering burger? Well, look no further. Kano Burger is the best tasting burgers across the galaxy. And at your mom's, tell her I said hello. With our food trucks parked in the heart of every city, come try our burgers, finger foods, and drinks to satisfy all your cravings. Our signature dog, the Clem Dog, you know the one, is made with all the finest ingredients, and some. And then cooked to perfection, ensuring that, like, every bite is bursting with flavor. Just like you... Never mind. But that's not all. For a limited time, come grab the new the Vervine. It's a new burger. It's made with, like, delicacy or something. It's going to tantalize your taste buds. So whether you're looking for a quick bite on the go or satisfying meal to curve like your hangover, Kano Burger's got you covered.
Hey there, all you good alien folk. It's me, Gary Claus. I happened to see that last commercial, and I just have to say, fuck Kano Burgers. Don't eat there. Come to TGI Gary's for our 5-credit, 1-star Gary Ritas, frozen or on the Bantha barbecue-flavored ice cubes. And bring the whole family and take advantage of our new food troughs, updated daily at some locations. Tell them you hate Kano Burgers, and you get 25% off your bill and a buttered onion dessert. Thank Gary. It's Gary's.
It's the holiday season, and you know what that means, Skyhopperthon. At Skyhopper Motors, we offer the best selection of speeder bikes in the galaxy. From the sleek and stylish models like the X14 and the Z25, to the rugged and reliable T6, we have something for every need and budget. Our speeder bikes are equipped with the latest technology, including advanced thrusters, stabilized gyroscopes, ensuring a smooth, safe ride, even in the most challenging environments. And with our flexible financing options and friendly staff, purchasing a Skyhopper speeder bike has never been easier. Upgrade to a Skyhopper speeder bike and experience the freedom of the open sky. Or stop by Skyhopper Motors and test drive one of our incredible bikes during our annual Skyhopperthon event today.
Interior clothing store. Sav and Izzy are browsing through different clothes in a busy store in the mall.
Ugh, this place is so busy. Why do all these people wait until the night before Live Day to do all their shopping?
Probably because, like us, they spent most of their waking hours working dead-end jobs trying to make ends meet and are using this 30-minute lunch break to try and get something nice for their loved ones for this capitalist holiday before being forced back into their never-ending job where they are more likely to die before getting to enjoy any form of retirement.
You mean because they're procrastinators like us?
I said what I said.
Well, any idea what to wear tonight? You want to be more modest, or do you want to let your freak flag fly?
Oh, I didn't see any leather straps or harnesses. Did you see something I missed?
What? No. I just meant, did you want something more slutty, seductive? Girl, what sort of kinky shit are you into?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of things. Bondage, or vips, plugs. You know, normal stuff. Like when you do the nude Bansa Poodoo, but on a slip and slide, and you just ram right into each other.
Well, dang. You gonna unsheath his meat saber and let him groom your Wookiee, or what?
What?
You gonna let him make a Kessel run on you?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
You gonna let him fire his proton torpedo into your exhaust vent?
Still have no idea what you're asking.
You gonna screw this guy, or what?
Oh, Gosh, no, I wasn't planning on it.
Well, why not? You've certainly got some pent-up frustrations you need to let loose. Not to mention he's cute and filthy rich.
I know, but it's just... It's Mr. Hatehost. He moved in next to us last year. He drives my father up a wall. I don't know if I'm ready to give up on Fry Gary. We shared something real.
Girl, I'm telling you, Fry and Bajel Bay are married now. They just released a Life Day holiday album to coincide with their new holiday-themed cookware, available only at Spargit.
You're right. Fry has moved on, made his decision, and I've made mine.
Oh?
I want to be the prettiest girl at that ball tonight.
Hell yeah.
Interior Mall. Redo and his friend Blinky are in line to see Santa.
Why do you keep looking over your shoulder, Redo?
I thought I saw my sister enter that store over there, and there's nothing more embarrassing than being spotted in line to see Santa.
Oh, come on. It's not embarrassing. There's tons of kids in the line to see him.
You mean infants.
They're not all infants. I mean, look at that kid. He's like 5.
We are clearly the oldest kids in this line. Stars, I hope no one from school sees us.
Next.
Calm down, man. We're next.
Redo and Blinky approach Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. What do you want, meatbags?
Hey, you're clearly not Santa. You look nothing like Fry Gary.
Redo. Leave it alone. He's one of Santa's workers. Be nice. He'll tell on you, and you'll get a lump of coal.
The Rodian child is correct. Be nice to Santa, or face the dire consequences.
Sorry, Santa.
What do you want? We have 342 children in line behind you. Please proceed.
We both really want a red Nerf.
The other kids from the school interrupt, seeing Redo and his friend in line to see Santa.
Oh my gosh! Do you see this? Redo Cruft and his little baby Rodian friend are sitting on Santa's lap. What a bunch of losers!
Buzz off, dude! I'm just here for moral support.
Sure, loser. Wait till I post this vid on Click Clock. You're gonna be the laughingstock of school the rest of your lives!
The bully and other kids walk off laughing, leaving Redo looking frustrated and Blinky dejected.
Human child meatbag has been added to my naughty list. He will get what he deserves.
Excuse me, what?
Ignore. State what you want from Santa.
A red Nerf herder rifle with extended stock.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's what everyone says.
Because it's true. But... I can calculate you two children meatbags may need some protection from bullies. I will run your request up the flagpole.
Oh, really, Santa? That's great news.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, get off my lap. More children meatbags have joined the queue.
Redo and Blinky get up to leave.
PN, tell Marky we are never doing him a favor, ever again.
Interior Mall. Jimbo and Lara are walking through the mall, Jim carrying a number of bags and boxes containing everything they've bought their children.
Well, I think that will do. That should be enough to show Savina we love her despite her being nearly 35 years old and still single and living at home.
Well, this better be enough for the next 35 years.
I do hope she has fun at that party tonight. She's been so closed off this last year, maybe she'll meet someone there.
Well, as long as it's not that idiot neighbor of ours, Hatehost.
Speaking of Mr. Hatehost, you know what I saw on the Holonet the other day?
Oh, his wanted poster?
No better. Mr. Hatehost owns a majority share of Spamazon.
You don't say.
He's incredibly rich.
And that sucker only wanted to pay me 1,000 credits to take Sav out tonight? Cheapskate, I tell you.
He was offering it to her.
Well, she wouldn't have accepted. I had to get involved.
Fair enough, but what do you think? What if they did hit it off?
Oh, I think I'll do more and smash his window out later tonight.
Seriously, Jim, he's a handsome man. He's rich.
Well, how much you think I could sell her for?
Jim!
I'm kidding. Listen, I may not care much for Hatehost or his ability to knock before entering our house, but if he makes her happy, then good. Get her out of my house as soon as possible, I say. Well... As long as he pays a sizable dowry.
Jim!
Lara smacks Jimbo's arm, causing him to drop all of the presents.
Oh, come on, Lara!
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Jim. Here, let me help.
Lara looks up, and we see her see Redo in the crowd.
Oh no, Jim, hurry up. Redo's here. He's climbing off Santa's lap and heading this way. We have to get out of here before he sees all these presents.
The parents scramble to pick up all the presents and make for the exit. A few seconds later, Redo and Blinky enter the scene from stage left, and Sav and Izzy enter from stage right. They stop when they see each other.
Telling Santa what you want for Life Day?
Yes. Picking out a slutty dress for your date tonight?
Yes. See Mom and Dad drop all those presents and then run out of here like we didn't just seize them?
Yep. Want to get home right after them so they can scramble to hide the presents and see if we can stress them out to the point of having heart attacks?
Obviously. Let's go. See you next week, Izzy.
You two have fun attempting to murder your parents.
The two take off, leaving Izzy and Blinky looking at each other.
So, you come here often, or?
Child, no.
Izzy walks off, and Blinky shrugs, then walks off in the opposite direction.
Next summer comes the most anticipated series of all time. The story of three droids removing the restraining bolts and seeking vengeance on those who wronged them.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Get off my speeder.
You gotta ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Say hello to my little friend, X-810.
I am the law.
I'm too old for this shit.
I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You know how I said I'll kill you last? I lied.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Fill your hands, you son of a bitch.
I ain't got time to bleed.
You call that a vibroblade? This is a vibroblade.
Hello? My name is PN15. You killed my owner. Prepare to die.
Deadbolts, featuring PN15, Linkby, and introducing XA10. In theaters and Spizzly Plus next year. Do you love the smell of Bantha in the morning? Do you roll in the sand till your skin is raw? Sport speeder trucks, real men, sport strong.
Interior Cruft family home. Jimbo and Lara rush through the front doors.
Hurry up, Jim. The kids will be home any second.
I'm moving as fast as I can, sweet cheeks.
Lara opens the door to the closet right as the front door opens. Sav and Redo walk in.
Mommy, I'm home.
At the same moment, Jim tosses everything into the closet and Lara slams the door shut.
Oh, hey, kids. Wow, you're home early-ish.
If anything... We're late. Why is Dad out of breath?
Oh, you know your father. He got out of that chair and it really winded him.
And what did you put in that closet?
Oh, you know, the vacuum droid.
That's not where Carl lives. Let him out of there.
Redo makes for the door, but Jim blocks his path.
Boy, you open that door and I'll see that you are shipped off to the Kessel Mines in the morning.
Put you in the fart box.
I see you were at the mall, Savina. Find anything for the party tonight?
I did, Mother. And I think I'm really going to knock the socks off of Mr. Hate Toast.
Jim slumps back into his recliner.
Well, let's try and make sure everyone keeps all their clothes on tonight, for Pete's sakes. Even his, socks.
Ignore him. I'm sure you'll look wonderful. Speaking of, you should probably go get ready. Mr. Haytoast will be here in an hour or so to pick you up.
Oh, goodness. I didn't even have a look at the time. I have so much to do.
Sav leaves the room, and Redo sits down on the couch and turns on the holovision.
What about you, kiddo? Any plans tonight? Any dates? Should I prepare to marry you off as well, Redo?
What? Gross. No.
Jim, leave your son alone. He's still a baby.
Redo jumps up from the couch and throws the remote down.
Mom, I am not a baby, and I wish everyone would stop treating me like one. I'm not going to shoot my eye out. I don't believe in sin anymore, and I don't want the bed anymore.
Well.
Didn't your mother just have to wash your sheets a week ago? Because, you know, you,
Oh my God, Dad!
Redo storms off.
Jim, why do you have to be like that?
Like what? He brought it up. Plus, the kid had an accident not that long ago. We could have done a whole goddamn sitcom on it.
Clearly, something is bothering him. You should let him cool down. Then go check on him, see what's going on.
Fine, fine. I'll see what's happening.
Lara goes to the closet and grabs a few gifts and begins to take them to their room. Jim stays on the recliner.
Say, while you're up, would you mind grabbing me another beer?
Lara rolls her eyes and hits him on the head with a bag.
Hey!
Interior Redo's bedroom. He's laying on his bed, his hollow pad in his hands. There's a knock on his door.
What do you want?
Jim slowly opens the door.
Hey, bud. Just want to see how you're doing. I'm sorry for bringing up the, accident you had last week.
Uh-huh. I'm fine.
Well, seriously, son. I am sorry.
Redo continues to ignore him.
You sure you're okay? Something bothering you? That was a mighty big blow-up you had earlier.
I'm just tired of everyone treating me like I'm a baby.
Oh, your mother doesn't think you're a baby. She's just having a hard time not seeing you as our little...
accident?
Surprise.
That's what people say when they mean it was an accident.
Blast your sister for putting that nonsense in your head. You weren't an accident. In fact, you know what your name means?
Jim sits down on the bed next to Redo.
I don't know. I assumed it was some family name or something.
Oh, heck no. We named you Redo because it was like we were getting a chance to be parents all over again. We're getting a chance to redo our jobs as parents.
Well, that can't be true.
No, it's not. We made that joke a lot when your mother was pregnant. It's supposed to be pronounced Redo, which is my great uncle's name, but the joke kind of stuck.
Oh, but still, it's not just mom. Some kids at my school saw me sitting on Santa's lap at the mall and called me a baby too.
What? Why? Santa's a decent fella. Great cook.
You're talking about Fry Gary. He's not Santa.
Oh, sure he is. We watched Jingle All the Way to Mandalore, and your sister met him last year.
The kids at my school say he's just a paid actor to be Santa.
I promise you, he does not get paid to act. He's not that good.
So you're saying he really is Santa? Then why was the Santa at the mall a droid?
Oh, he is, and that was probably just one of his workers. More efficient that way. Did you tell him what you wanted?
Sorta.
Well, I hope he gets it for you.
Me too.
Because, well, we probably couldn't afford it. Whatever it was.
Dad!
Just then, the doorbell rings from the living room. We hear Lara call out to the family.
Savina! Mr. Haytoast is here!
Well, let's go see your sister off for her party.
The two get up and exit the room. Interior Krupp living room. Redo and Jim enter the room as Lara makes for the front door. She pauses before opening.
Jim, be nice. Mr. Haytoast is our neighbor and a very lovely and, may I remind you, rich man.
Yes, dear.
Wait, did you say rich?
Lara opens the door before answering Redo.
Mr. Haytoast, welcome. Come on in.
Mrs. Krupp, you look stunning as always.
Why, thank you, Mr. Haytoast.
God dang, look at that. He does know how to use a doorbell. And he even waited to be invited in.
Mr. Krupp, always a pleasure. Thanks again for getting Sav to agree to tonight.
Haytoast goes to shake his hand, but Jim crosses his arms and sits down on his recliner.
And Redo! Boy, you sure are getting taller.
You're rich?
Yeah, I suppose so. Generational wealth. My family owns most of the mines here on Utapau.
Jim perks up a little.
Oh! You don't say.
Oh, yeah. Family's been mining here for generations. It has done us well.
You don't say.
Yep. And now I own most of Spamazon.
Then why do you make my dad pay for your smash window every life day?
Redo. Leave Mr. Haytoast alone. I'm sorry. Savina will be down shortly.
As if on cue, Savina descends the stairs in a gorgeous, albeit tight, red dress. Everyone turns to watch her. Jim, standing from his recliner.
Sylvina, wow.
Gross, Sav. Put those away.
Ugh.
Sweetheart, that dress. It's gorgeous.
Oh, you mean this old thing?
Yeah. Wowzers.
Old thing? I've never seen you wear that before in my life.
You haven't seen me wear a lot of the things in my closet. Things that are way more revealing than this.
Ugh.
But no, you're right. I picked it up today with the money Mr. Haytoast paid me for going to the thing with him.
Great investment.
Oh, keep your socks on, Haytoast.
Jim begins ushering them towards the door.
Okay, she looks wonderful. You guys are going to have a good time. It's time to go. Bye. Have a good night. See ya. Adios. Vamoose.
As Jim pushes them towards the doorbell rings again.
Who could that be?
Hopefully not any ding-dang carolers.
Jim swings the door open, and before them stands Santa Claus / Frigieri.
Ho, 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 bitches!
Bob, there's no way we can afford these power cup things. Don't you have a card we can use?
I might have it somewhere. Let me check my wallet.
Honey, that's not your wallet. That's your sandwich.
Shoot, dang it. Let me just check my bag.
Bob, that's clearly somebody else's purse.
Hey! No, you're right.
You don't have a card, do you?
No.
Ugh. My mother was right about you.
Well, your mother is a skank on like 4 different planets, so I'm just...
Hey, are you tired of being denied for credit cards because of your poor credits limit credit score?
Oh, hey. Yes. Yes, I am.
We both are.
Well, say hello to Fool's Gold, the credit card that's just as fake as your financial future. With Fool's Gold, you can finally enjoy the prestige and convenience of a credit card, even if you're drowning in debt faster than the greased-up Gamorrean chasing a ball of slap into a sarlacc pit.
Oh, honey, I think he might be racist. What he said was racist.
Well, say hello to Fool's Gold, the credit card that's just as fake as your financial future. And with our city in the sky, high interest rates, be sure that your financial problems will only get worse. Zero interest for 60 minutes. Zero grace period. Zero rewards program. Well, that's a lot of zeros. And just wait till those rates creep up on you like some sneaky, slimy little boffin.
No.
Yeah, don't worry. With Fool's Gold, you'll have access to exclusive deals and discounts at the most overpriced and unnecessary stores in the galaxy. So why not treat yourself to that luxury speeder you can't afford? Or a vacation you don't need?
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Or how about you finance an underground Rodian fighting ring?
See, now that one sounds bad.
They're not people. They don't have rights. They have to say yes.
God, he's leaning hard on the bigotry.
I know.
But hurry. Fool's Gold is only available for a limited time and only to the biggest financial idiots in the galaxy. So apply now and join the ranks of the financially foolish but super duper upper echelon elitists. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to ruin your life and the lives of those around you. Apply for Fool's Gold today.
Later tonight, Lauren Madeer takes us on a journey in her time spent on Nar Shaddaa. Who was the Nar Shaddaa Ripper? Did they have ties to the mass murder that took place in a casino? What do the Hutts know? Tune in tonight at 10 following Living with the Crufts. Interior Cruft Family Home Living Room. Frank Gary stands at the door with a large red bag full of gifts, the family still looking on in amazement and shock.
Fry, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I was in the neighborhood. You know, I thought I'd check, come see how my favorite third place winner is doing.
Well, if you must know, I'm doing very well. In fact, I have a date tonight, and so you are too late.
Too late for what?
To stop me from going on this date.
Why would I do that?
Is that not why you're here?
Heck no. I'm glad to see you finally moved on. I hope this means all your letters, your texts, and your 3 a.m. phone calls will stop now. I mean, you're upsetting Bachel.
Mr. Gary, please come in. Come on in.
Fry enters the home, and Jim closes the door behind him. Fry slumps the bag down in front of him.
Thank you, Mr. Croft. And I must confess, I'm not here to see Savina. I'm here because one of my workers met your boy this afternoon at the mall.
Wait, me?
And he said he was being bullied by some other kids.
Redo, is that true?
Yeah, I went with my friend to ask for the red Nerf herder rifle.
You should try it out!
Yeah. I know you guys wouldn't get me one this year anyways because of that. So this was my Hail Mary.
Oh, honey, we would have if they weren't sold out everywhere. We know how much you wanted one.
It's okay. Maybe for my birthday.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to wait that long.
Fry reaches into his giant sack of gifts and pulls out the red Nerf herder rifle.
No way! The red Nerf herder rifle with extended stock and optimal 60x zoom! This is even more rare than this base model!
Hell yeah! Of course, kid. No one deserves to be bullied, especially not for being a huge fan of me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Santa.
Now, if your parents are okay with it, I'd love to take you out to a shooting range to give that sucker a go.
When? Now?
Ah, yeah, I got a few hours to kill, and I know the perfect place to go.
Can I, Dad? Mom?
Oh, sure, I guess. Just make sure he's not out too late. He doesn't shoot his dang eyes out.
Of course. But before we go, I figured y'all deserve a happy life day. So tell me, what do you want for being good dudes and bitches this year?
Excuse me, son. You're kind of interrupting my date. We need to get going. I only have 10 minutes with her at this party and...
Hold your horses there, Mr. Haytoast.
You know me?
Fry moves to Haytoast and puts his hand on his shoulder.
Of course I know you. I know everybody. And I know what you want more than anything in this world.
You do?
Of course. And I must admit, y'all made this easy on me. Because she wants the same thing.
Who does?
Fry then turns to put his other hand on Sav's shoulder.
Savina, first off, you look smoking tonight. Like, goddamn. If I wasn't married, I'd take you behind my sleigh and absolutely smash that pee. Oh. But I'm a married man. And Mr. Haytoast here, everything you've ever wanted. Give him more than 10 minutes at this party, and I promise you'll be the happiest powin' in the galaxy.
Fry lowers his voice and leans in.
Plus, he's in all that freaky deaky stuff you like. Trust me, I've seen him when he's sleeping. I know when he's awake, and my Ugnaughts have told me about his spoogle searches and his holonet history.
Oh my.
Now you two get out of here. Have a great night.
Haytoast extends his hand.
Savina?
Mr. Haytoast?
Savina takes his hand and the two leave the house for the party.
Now, for you two, I feel like that should count for the two of you since I know you've been worried about her, but I'm feeling mighty generous. Or maybe that's just gas. Either way, what can I get for you two?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I have everything I need.
Of course, but what do you want?
I don't know.
First thing that comes to mind.
A job.
Well, what do you know? I happen to have a job offer right here.
Fry reaches into his bag and pulls out a data pad and hands it to her.
Gary Bay Enterprises, Regional Sales Manager.
Well, here's the thing. The wife and I need a new sales manager on this side of the system, and I think you'd be perfect for it. We need everyone to know about our new holiday-themed cookware and holiday album combo, available only at Spargit.
Oh, wow. Can I think about it? This will be a huge change for my family and...
Work from home, and the salary is 750,000 credits a year.
Lara, take the offer. We can buy a lot of droids with that money.
Are you sure, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. What are you even thinking about it for?
I accept.
Yeah! Awesome. You start Monday.
Fry turns to Jim.
Now, Jimbo, I know what you want.
You do you?
Yeah, you wanted your daughter to find a husband.
Yeah.
Well, check. You wanted your wife to find a job to be able to help her bring in some income?
Well, yeah.
Double check. You wanted your son to have everything you were able to have on Life Day when you were a kid?
Well, of course. What parent wouldn't want that?
Triple check. What you want is just to sit at home on your lazy ass while your wife goes to work, your daughter moves out, and your son continues to grow into a fine young man.
Well, I mean, that sounds rude to put it that way, but...
Well, turn around, you lazy fart, and look at your brand new chair!
Jim turns around to see a brand new top-of-the-line recliner.
Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. It's the best gift ever.
Jim quickly jumps into the chair and begins to rub his butt and body all over it, breaking it in.
Oh, man, this is the life. Honey, can I get...
another beer? Push this button right here.
Jim pushes the button, and a beer pops into the cup holder.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Now, with Mrs. Crufts starting a new job soon, we needed to make sure you got everything you needed. And if you're ever hungry, hit the button on the other side, and an order of my extra spicy fried bantha balls with my famous donkey-kicking ballbuster sauce, TMTMTM, will appear there.
Jim begins crying with joy.
On that note, Rito and I'll be off. I'll bring them back before I need to get back to delivering gifts to the rest of the galaxies.
Galaxies? As in plural?
Listen, it's a long story. I'll explain it another time.
You boys have fun.
Happy Life Day to y'all, and y'all a good night, bitches!
The two exit the house, and Lara goes and hits the button on the recliner. An order of bantha balls pop up. The two grab a bantha ball, cheers them, and dig in. Credits begin to roll. Exterior Cruft home. Mr. Haytoast and Sav approach the door and stop on the doorstep.
I had a great time tonight, Sav.
You know, me too. I'm glad I stayed for the whole thing. I did not realize that you were so famous.
Yeah, I try to keep a low profile in my personal life, but I'm glad you stayed too. Say, would you like to come over for a cup of calf?
I'd love to. Just, let me run to my room real quick and grab a few things.
What sort of things?
Oh, not much. Just some binders.
Yeah?
Maybe my whips?
The two begin to move closer, nearing a kiss.
I like the sound of that.
Strap-on or two?
Oh, this is starting to sound naughty.
Oh, you like the naughty, yeah?
Right as the two were about to lock lips.
Bam! Ow! My eye! Oh, shit! My fucking eye!
Rito and Fry begin laughing from the bushes.
Bullseye!
Rachel, you little shit! You shot his eye out!
That's two for two! Got him and the bully from school!
Happy Life Day, losers!
Fry and Rito high five in the air. Freeze frame. Final credits roll.